We didn't advertise enough. Or Lebeis Elul was starting Sha'ar HaTshuva. Not to be confused with Sha'ar HaTshuva. Chovetz HaLavavos, Sha'ar HaTshuva. So, we're up to Sha'ar HaShvi'i. We actually learned Hakdoma. Hashem, no one remembers it. So we'll start again from the Hakdoma. And why is Sha'ar HaTshuva here? The whole Chovetz HaLavavos so far was a very tight mivneh. Shara Yichud, Shara Bechina, Shara Bitochon, I'm sorry, Shara Vodas Elokim, Shara Bitochon, Shara Yichud Amaisa, Shara Hakniya. Everything fit in, everything was beautiful. Shara HaTeshuva, whoa. So the Chavis Halbobis explains, we're using the Rav Kapach's Reish Tezvav, Shara HaShvi, Bavir Ufani HaTshuva, Bahagdir Oseov, and Isbochela, everything associated with it. Omar! I say, Kivan Shekvar Dibarnu Le'el, the Kniya. We just came off of Shar HaKniya, which is the idea of being totally submissive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to have your own agenda. All right. That was Shar HaKniya. I'll go through it again. That was not to have your own agenda. The Yisod L'Tshuva V'Reishisa. Whoa. So he says, if you properly develop the foundation of Tshuva, like the hardest thing in the world, maybe, is to change. I mean, that's the thing. And, you know, you did what you did, and not necessarily even an Aveira. We're not talking about Aveiros. We're going to see in the Shar. We're not talking about necessarily Aveiros. We're talking about changing. You know, your life could be loose and you got to tighten up. And maybe, I don't remember any Aveiros I did the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, you wasted 22 out of the last 24 hours. So you need Kniya. That's a very powerful statement he's starting off with. And he's explaining why after Shar HaKniya comes Shar HaTeshuva. He says, you need Kniya to do Tshuva. Because you got to look in the mirror and say, I messed up, and I'm wrong, and I'm not on a good Mahalach. And you really, it's very, very difficult. You know, it's very, your ego really has to take a dive. You really have to be mavatel yourself and say this is not the way, because you see from the, we say like the first Aveira in the Torah, right? The capacity for self-justification is mamish always there. So you go to Chava and you say, what'd you do? You go to Adam. I mean, he goes to Adam, you know, what'd you do? He goes, and you go to Chava. Everybody has a defense, a justification. Right, everybody has a justification. I owe someone money. We don't even realize I owe someone money. So a few days ago I said, how much? I wrote it down. I said, next time I see you, I'll pay you. Could be I did it to you also. I said, the next time I see you, I'll pay you. And so, but I saw him tonight, and I didn't have the money. So I said, I'm sorry. I said I would have the money next time I see you. I'll give it to you tomorrow night. I'm like, but then I said, I'm overwhelmed. Like I just, and I really need a secretary. I'm just overwhelmed. So really, I gave an excuse. I gave an excuse, but that's what a person is. A person always wants to give an excuse. You want to give an excuse? You know, instead of just saying, I messed up. I said I would have it, and I don't. So you say, I forgot, or I was overwhelmed, or it's all just justification, which is very understandable because a person has these built-in defense mechanisms, and you know, it's very hard to do. So that's what Chavis Halov says. It's a very insightful insight, which is a good kind of insight to have, a very insightful into tshuva, that tshuva needs kniya. And if you don't have kniya, you're not really, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to be better, I'm going to try this. He's really saying a very I think, a very deep psychological truth. If you don't have kaniya, if you don't break down, if you don't, so to speak, if you don't submit to Hashem, surrender to Hashem, vatal to Hashem, if you don't break down your ego, you're really never going to be able to do tshuva, because you're going to have the same, you're going to end up with the same behavioral patterns and the same justifications and the same excuses, and whatever motivated you in the past is going to continue. What's going to make you change? So he says you need kniya. He is sold l'tshuva v'reishisa, right? That's like, you got to have kniya. You have to stop and say, this is not about me, it's not what I want to do, or what it's pleasant to me, or what's kishmak to me, or easy for me, or what I think is worthwhile for me. It's not about me, it's about Hashem, right? It's about, it has to flow the other way. So once you shift your perspective, you can't become a tzaddik overnight, but you have to develop some form of kniya in order to change. That's what I think he's saying. He is sold the tshuva v'reishisa. And he believes this. He's not just saying this. I mean, to such a degree that this sefer, which is so well structured, how one rung leads to the other, and really, tshuva is out of place. I you put tshuva last. Because he goes on to be talking about Avas Hashem, and Cheshbon HaNefesh, and the last thing you say is, if you messed up, so there's always tshuva. I would put it last. But he says, no, it belongs right after kniya, because kniya is the stepping stone to tshuva.
Why do we have to call it kniya? Can't we just call it admitting that you
did something wrong? I don't know what you mean. To admit you did something wrong, which is vidui, it's kniya. That's kniya. To really be mizvadeh, anybody could stand and
up and say, that
takes a very gut-wrenching capacity.
That's part of kliya?
Yeah. Ono Hashem chatosi avisi poshati lefanecha is very, it should be very gut-wrenching. I think it's very telling that the reaction of the first chotim in the Torah is to justify and to excuse and to push it on the other. It wasn't my fault. Adam said it wasn't my fault. Chava said it wasn't my fault. And Rashi says the Nachash would have said it's not my fault, but Hashem cut him off at the pass by not asking him. This will cut him off at the legs, but he cut him off at the pass by not asking him. He didn't give him a chance. But the Nachash would have said it's not my fault either, and they would have, they'd still be there today arguing. It's nobody's fault. Hashem said, it got to be somebody's fault. Adam said it wasn't me, it was the Nachash. It was the Chava. The Chava said it wasn't me, it was the Nachash. The Nachash said it wasn't me, Divri Adivri Tama Divri Mishomen. It was Adam. It went on from me. Adam messed up. They still be going around.
Kayan
admitted it. Kayan was Mora Derech Lechos Rebbe Tshuva. Well, actually, Adam was also, after he admitted it.
First, he said about it. My brother's people,
that wasn't a justification. That is a different psychological thing of denial. That's called denial. He was in denial. He was in denial. That's a different thing. That's not what the Chazal is talking about now. He'll talk about that in the Shaar HaTshuva, that a person has to have the capacity to not be in denial.
Well, it's hard to do tshuva, period, if you're in denial.
Right. So Kayan, if you want to know, Kayan was in denial. When he said, Ashomer Achi Anochi, when you're a kid, you read the Chumash, and it's it's to himself he said it. That's called denial. You don't want to think about it, you don't do that. You haven't done any Chatam, so you wouldn't know. But people, they forget. A few months go by and it gets hazy and they don't. So therefore, after Shara Kniya, I wanted to right away, Samuch Lekach, Bir Hagdoro Seha, to explain the moving parts of tshuva. That's what he likes to do, take something apart, hopefully put it back together again afterwards. Mufanesh leMusa, kafisha ani chayov. That's the Omar Tchila. In the Hagdoma, I want to start by explaining Bechovas HaTshuva V'Hechreyach HaMevi Eilel, that Tshuva is a compelling concept. I was like, there has to be Tshuva. There has to be Tshuva. It says, granted, that Tshuva was one of the things that was created before the world was created. Now, if you think about what that means, it's like it's a weird statement. Because before the chait wasn't even how could tshuva be created before chait? But that's what it means. It means that built into the human condition is that you're going to mess up. And therefore, tshuva has to be there to pick you up again. And not to just give up, or once you start messing up, you stay messed up. It's the capacity to rejuvenate and return and fix up, because a man is bound to mess up. That's what he says. Well, he doesn't say that yet. That's the next line. It's mukhrich that there be tshuva. B'derech haseichel, and there has to be tshuva. Like, you know, they say if there wouldn't be tshuva, we'd have to invent it. There has to be tshuva. And then he says, "B'derech haseichel u'midivrei Torah Hashem." And once again, you don't like to hear this, but the Chavetz Chabad holds that seichel is also a compelling maslul of figuring out things. Seichel, Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Shebaal Peh. That's how the whole sefer is structured. He says that in the Hagdama, that you should be able to figure everything out with your seichel, and or says in the Torah, or we have the Masorah, we have the Torah Shebaal Peh, which teaches us things. So here he says but throughout the sefer, if you're sensitive to it, and we always point it out when we learn it, he very very often will throw out the sentence like min haseichel, min haTorah, and sometimes he'll say min haKabbalah, which means Torah Shebaal Peh, the Masorah. Yeah.
Wait, he has two things, the Chiyuv HaTshuva and the Tzorach. I don't know. But is he the Chiyuv Kovas Tshuva? Is that my our obligation to do it? And the Tzorach is the obligation?
I don't know. I don't trust Kapach enough.
That's why. I mean, I have...
I have Kapach. Right? No, let me see even... let me see who he says. I don't think he means the person's obligation to do tshuva. I think he means that it must exist, like not obligation, but the hech, like hechrich, the necessity for tshuva. There's a double lashon. I don't know. It just doesn't fit that he would be talking about the person's obligation to do tshuva. We know through our logical capacity, and from the Torah, that a person has to mess up. Right? We all know the pasuk. Rather, he doesn't bring that pasuk, but he might as well have brought it. When he brings down the psukim, it's like saying ki adam ein tzadik baretz or sheyasa tov lo yechta. A person is imperfect. A person is not shalem. No person is shalem or perfect. So that's what he says. But first he says logically, a person cannot be perfect. We'll have to mess up. And he's going to say, he's saying, the human condition is that you have to mess up. That's both logically compelling, and it says in the Torah. Once it's mukhrich in the human condition, you have to mess up. So it's poshut, and this is what the Chavis HaLovis is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided a way that you could be mesakeh. It's, not, that he's also going to explain, it's not possible that Hashem made the Bria in such a way that a person will mess up, and that he should stay messed up, stay that way. Like, whatever, however he fell, however he was nichshal, whatever he's not able to do because he had, because of he did an avera, whatever the reason is, so he can't climb out of that. Because he's always stayed mired in his own personality, in his own, whatever compelled him to do the avera in the first place, right? So he says, so there has to be tshuva, which is also like a chiddush, that it's not possible. It doesn't make any sense that Hashem would just say, okay, you know, would create imperfection, so to speak, and then say, stay mired in your imperfection. But now he wants to prove from logic and from the Torah that there will always be imperfection. What's the logic that there would always be imperfection? So we're thinking, we don't need any big logic here. But he says a very interesting idea. We'll stop here. Learn kids.